This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And outside at the Nichols Band Shell in Roseburg Stewart Park, Kelly Leonard from the Music on the Half Shell Committee. Kelly, it looks like summer is here, and so's Half Shell.
First day of summer, first day of Half Shell could not have collided more perfectly. I'm looking at a sea of blankets. I'm looking at a crew of committee members doing the unload, getting ready for tonight's Pink Martini concert starting at 7 o'clock here in Stewart Park. Kyle, everything's looking good.
Well, and it's, one of the things that not everybody realizes is just how early some of the crew, some of the committee volunteers get down there to pull this off. I mean, this show isn't until 7 tonight, and you've already got people out there right now.
We've got a great crew. We could not do this without the many, many, many volunteers that put this together. There's a lot of invisible work that goes on. Like I said, we've got a crew of about 10 down here doing the unload right now, setting up all the tents and the tables for the backstage stuff. The production crew will be here in about an hour, setting up lights and sound. And, yeah, it's quite a production. And we couldn't do it without them. But what we need now is lots and lots of great Roseburg fans that I know are going to show up tonight.
Yeah, blankets already out there and people getting pretty excited. Your first full season since the pandemic.
This is our very first. You're right. 2 years ago, as you know, we did a great program in cooperation with you folks at Brook Communications. Last year, we were able to get 6 shows, and here we are back as it should be with 8 full great shows. And this, Kyle, is our 30th anniversary, 30 years of Music on the Half Shell.
So what do you remember? I can't remember. Were you there the first night?
Yes, I was. Yeah. It was a little rawer. Let's put it that way. Everything was done on a shoestring. I was not on the committee in those days. But the people that were really did a great job and pulled it all together. So, but it's really improved. There's a nice grassy area. We've got this natural amphitheater here overlooking the river. If you are new to town or never been to Half Shell, come on down and enjoy one of the best experiences that Douglas County has to offer.
Yeah, I remember that first night and a couple of elements to it. Now, that area that we have for now 3 decades had this beautiful grass used to be more like it looks a little further to the east, more of a natural setting.
Yeah.
So the lawn was a new thing. In fact, that first year, we were kind of sitting on dirt, honestly.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Dirt and anthills.
Yeah, exactly. And the first evening started 45 minutes late because the structure, everything was brand new, and somewhere things had gotten sideways, and they were actually still running power to everything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we've come a long way in 30 years, and the reactions and that we get from the fans and the volunteers and our donors and sponsors is a testament to all that.
Yeah, talk about all the different kinds of music people get exposed to at Half Shell.
One of the things I would tell people to do is it has always been our mission to bring a wide variety of music to the community, maybe things you'd never heard of or wouldn't necessarily go out of your way to listen to. And because our price, we have not raised our prices in 30 years, Kyle, and so we can bring a nice variety. What I would tell people to do is to go to halfshell.org and look at performers, and you can go back all the way to 1992 and run through the many, many, many artists we've had, from Cuban music to African music to blues to jazz to symphony to rock and roll. Every type of music you can imagine we have had and we've brought to Douglas County.
And you've got the element of, of looking out on the river and all the food trucks and opportunities to pick up dinner down there.
Exactly. There's, a lot of people will bring something to drink and bring a dinner from home that they've made. Awful lot of people take advantage of the great food trucks that we've got up top and just have a night out. And you're right. You're looking at the river, the Osprey fly overhead. It's not a bad setting at all. And plus, you get to see folks you probably haven't seen for a year that you sit near on your blanket. So, and to go back to something I said a moment ago, I was tongue-in-cheek when I said that we hadn't raised our prices in 30 years. You remember what we charged, Kyle?
It's free.
It's free. And so, like I said, in 30 years, we have not been inflation impacted as far as our ticket prices. It's still free.
But talk about how it's all funded.
Well, it is funded by the many, many people in this community, starting at the grant level. We do get some grants, and then we get a lot of corporate sponsorships from folks, a lot of individuals write individual checks because they just want to see this as part of the quality of life here. We pass the bucket every Tuesday. We get our funding from the community in a variety of sources, but every dollar goes to the artists. Everything backstage and everything that we've been talking about is all volunteer. We collect the money that way and it disperses to bring the best entertainment we can possibly afford.
So a good reminder as well for people to bring some money with them pay it forward so this can continue.
Absolutely. You will, if you're new to Half Shell, or just as a reminder to our old hands, at about halfway through the show, the artists oftentimes will take a break, and another crew of volunteers grabs the orange buckets and starts making the rounds and will go into the crowd and just hold up the bucket, and if you'll hold up money, we'll put it in there, and that money goes, again, right toward us doing these shows for the budget, so...
So it begins at 7 o'clock tonight. A lot of people start showing up around 6 or so to have dinner and hang out early and make an evening of it.
Yeah, a lot of people will. In fact, I've come out here before and seen people come late in the afternoon and bring a copy of the newspaper or a book and just enjoy and listen to the sound check and just kind of relax. So it's a great way to spend your 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock or any time you want to come down. I'm looking at a sea of blankets here, Kyle, by the way.
Yeah, there's a lot. I was out there early checking things out this morning, and my blanket is right where I put it, and I think a lot of people are set for tonight.
Yeah, I see your blanket right there. So
there it is. All right.
All right. Well, we'll see. You and I sit pretty close together, so we'll see you tonight and your family.
All right, very good. Kelly Leonard, live from the Nichols Bandshell at Stewart Park. Kelly, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle. We look forward to having everybody here. Have a great great time. First show, 30th anniversary, Music on the Half Shell. Thank you.
All right, 8:41 at the Morning Report.